the Gemara is Masbid on Mishnah. It starts on Gimel on the days, Kesef Minala, then Dia, and then Shkip. The Gemara says you could be positive with Lili with the Chusa. As the Yerushalmi say, the Kesef Minala, many times a person asks, where's the Kesef going to come from? As the Gemara itself already asked the question, Kesef Minala. You could add to the Yerushalmis, where does the Gemara ask it in when it comes to marrying off children? Oh, Kesef Minolam, Shaduchim, when it comes to getting married. Oh, Minajvi. As the Gemara asks Kesef Minolam, the Gemara asks Shtar Minayin. But interesting, by Bia, the Gemara doesn't ask Minolam. The Gemara just says, Ubala, Melamed, Shenitnis, Bibia. Why on Gimel Amid Beis the Gemara asks Kesef Minolam? Hey Amid Aleph, Minayin Av Bishtar. And Bibia, the Gemara just says, Bibia, Melamed Shenikness Bibia. V'chayr, the Teretz is, Aderech HaPshat, that we're middle of the Jarshaning the Pasuk, Ki Yikach Yishisha. The next word is Uba Allah. Because it's a Hemshech to the Jarsha. Ki Yikach Yishisha, that's Minayin B'Kesef, in Kicha Ela B'Kesef. Uba'ala means bibia. So over here we don't start off with a minalan because we're already in the middle of darshaning the drasha, the pasuk of ki'ikach, so we continue in the drasha. Uba'ala, which is the hemshech of the pasuk of ki'ikach, uba'ala melamed shenignis bibia. That teaches us that she's nignis bibia. And like we had before, ki'ikach is teaching us the kinyan of kedusha. In fact, the Gemara, as Gemara says, you should learn it out of the Yavama. That's not Nignis Bekesef, and it's Nignis Bebiya. As in this Gemara, you have a big Yisoid in the Kinyan of Yibam. By the Kinyan of Yibam, we find the Chiddush. In Perik Hey of Yevamis, Haba Yevinta, it says, Yivam is Kalna Sheloi Midas. Every other kinyan that's made, you need that das for a kinyan. By Yivam, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that even if he has no das, he falls off a roof and he born the Isha, it was an accident. The Isha boy Finzer, the Gemara handles a lie, it's a misasik, but even in a tzir where he managed it to be a Sheloi Midaito, as the Mishnah says, he's koin. Even if he has no kavanas kinyan, the bias nos, he didn't want to do bias yibam, he's koin. The chayre tzarech bir, haray by all kinyanim, you need das to shaft the chalois kinyan. Why by bias yibam don't you need das to shaft the chalois kinyan? As there were those that wanted to bring a raya from here, that yibam is not a kinyan that he does. Yibam is when you do a ma'isa bia, the Torah shafts the kinyan. It's not a kinyan that a person does. It's a davar de memela. Memela it's cholik mishara kinyanim. Because it's not he's doing the kinyan. The kinyan's chal me'elav. The Torah makes the kinyan. The chayra from Agamara, that Agamara wants to learn out the exclusion from bias yibam. The Chayra would be a shtaka raya, not like this mahalach, not like this raid. Because we're learning out all asiyas kinyanin from bias yibam. As you see, bias yibam is also a form of asiyas kinyan. Aye, it's koine shaloi midaita. It's a chiddush, it's koine shaloi midaita. That doesn't mean it's not an asiyas kinyan. It doesn't mean the kinyan the Torah makes. Thus is Nakuda number one. Nakuda number two, normally by bia, by a regular nisuin, kedushin and nisuin is a two-stage thing. First you do kedushin, kesef shtar bia, that makes kedushin, and then nisuin. Nisuin is made al yedei chuppah. By yibum, there aren't two steps. By yibum, you do bia, and you're married to your family. As a marik, in Shuvis, in the Kuf Lamids. Yeah, the one in Yeshiva was missing, it couldn't be Voidik, but it's Baruch in the Kuf Lamids. Someone over there wanted to say that the that Kinyan Yibum is different, it doesn't have Kedushin, Venesuin, it's different. And the Marik says that from our Gemara over here, you see, we're coming to learn our Kedushin from Kinyan Yibum. You see that the Geder of Kinyan Yibum is, the Torah said, the Kedushin and the Nesuin is Chal Ka'achas. The Hainu. Normally, the way it works is Kedushin is one Maisa, and Nesuin is another Maisa. In Yibum, the Torah was Machadish, that the Kedushin and the Nesuin is Chal Ka'achas. And therefore, the Gemara wanted to learn out Bias Kedushin from Bias Yibum. That's what the Marik says. This is brought down in the Or Sameach, in the beginning of Hilchos Yibum, and the Afikeyam, they bring down this Marik, and they start handling in the Marik. As they handle the way they handle, but once they start handling and danning, maybe to say differently, Nitin Rishus, as L'chaira, you could be more an interesting Nakuda. Let's say you would learn the Kinyan of Yibum is not a two-step deal. Of a L'chaira, you could still learn out Kedushin. Why? Because we had in the Gemara before, wanted to learn out Kedushin from Amivriya with a Kal V'chaimer. Amivriya is not Kedushin. As you see, when you're making a Kal V'chaimer, you don't have to learn exactly the same Kinyan. As long as you see that it makes a Kinyan, even if it's not exactly the same, you can learn out with the Kal V'chaimer. As L'chaira, the same way you could say when the Gemara is learning out from Yibum, it could be Yibum doesn't work with Kedushin and Nesuin. Yibum is Kinyan Yibum. But still, you can make a Kal V'chaimer. The same way you can make a Kal V'chaimer from Amiv Riyah, because you see it has a Koyach HaKinyan Ba'alma. Azuadin, you could do it. Yibum doesn't have to be a Kedushin to learn it out to Kedushin. As Yesh Lodun can be Raya of the Marik. Okay.
Do I answer why if you ask Chaim Weizer that you hold Pesach is not the Quran, after we learn, it's kind of stuff, we don't care about the Quran answer.
A little bit of a stretch. I think it's taking it a little bit further, but okay, you're trying to answer Nachman, very cool. It's much more of a bigger stretch. Over here we're showing it's a Kinyan. Over there the Shaila was, it's a total different Maisa Kinyan. Meaning over here it's what you're being kind of. Okay, it doesn't have to be the same what you're being kind of. Over there we were asking the Maisa Kinyan is a different Maisa Kinyan Lagamri. Is it stretching it a little bit further? Okay, but Olimut Schos on Reb Chaim Weizer, maybe. Okay. As a Malom Ivriya Shane Kinyon Alashum Ishus Timer Vizu Frank the Gemara Amivriya Taichir. Shemigdis Lekasev and Enigdis would be Malom Ivriya Shane Kinyon Alashum Ishus Timer Vizu Shane Kinyon Alashum Ishus Talmud Laima Ubal Alamali Kra Isala. Amar Avashi, Mishum Digala Mema, Meikara Dedina Pircha. Someone asks, what's this Meikara Dedina Pircha? What's the nafkamina between a Pircha Menatzad and a Meikara Dedina? The Choyra, the Kivun is Boifin Zed. A Pircha Menatzad is, there's a Kal V'choymer, Enochinami. Klapi one din, it's more Kal, and this is more Chomer. But we're showing there's another din where it's not more kal, as that's a pircha, as it's a kal v'choymer. There is a din where it's a kal v'choymer, but there's a pircha. We see klapi other dinim, we see not that way. Meikara the din of pircha means there's no malamed b'chlal. There's no kal v'choymer b'chlal. That's the knech. Meikara the din of pircha. In the etzem yalfusa, you can't learn that. Why? Mali Yivomo Shekain Zkuka Vaimedes. Taimer Bizu Shekain Zkuka Vaimedes. Tamad Loimar Ubal. As what's this word of Zkuka Vaimedes? As Rashi Shekain Zkuka Vaimedes Lose Machmas Kedushi Ames. Vain Viabal Ligmar Aval Kinyan Demeikara Loi. Rashi says the word of Zkuka Vaimedes is you're coming to do a Gemar. When there was a Tchilas HaKinyan. But to make a Tchilas Kinyan, you can't learn out of Gemara. That's made karadadina pirka. What are you learning out from? You can't learn from a gemar to a tchila, because it's much harder to make a tchila. It's a different kind of an asiyah. You can't learn it out. Tosfos is a question. Kol ze achnes. Why don't we put this in the Kal Vachomer of the bottom Tosfos? The Hainu Tosfos learns what's the chiddush between gemar and tchila. That it's harder to learn out. As kol ze achnes. Evitosis for belozim ishanza pirish al derech Rashi. The last line shekem skuka vaymedes shebiyazu eina oisa ela goymeres kedushay rishon. Umishum da ashkeshon biyagoymeres loymoymal shetikla tchiles kinyan. What we're saying is there's no raya from a gemar to a tchila, because it's two different kinds of kinyan. This is A. This is B. You can't bring a raya from A to B because it's two different things. Kol ze achnes is, and it's a little bit more kal, a little bit more chomer. As kol ze achnes, it's still more chomer. The Gemara is saying shekein skuka vaymedes. It's two worlds. It's two different things. This is tchila. This is soif. As ein lam shayche zulazu. You can't learn out tchila v'soif. And that's meikara d'dina pircha ein shayches. Okay. This is for the Lamdon. Now we'll move on. The Oymigapshat. Now we'll move on. In Rashi and Taisis is Mavur Gavaldig Yechidish. What does it mean, Bias Yibum is Kuka Vaymedes? It's Gmar. Hareshi was never married to this guy before. She was married to his brother. As why is this called the Gmar of a Kenyan? Klapi this guy, Klapi this mister, it's the first time they're getting married. As what's this shekein skuka vaymedes? Zok Taisis and Rashi, machmas kedushay hames, zok Taisis goymeres kedushay rishon. Yavu and Rashi Taisis a gavaldika chiddush. What do you mean machmas kedushay rishon? Kedushay rishon, he's dead. His kedushin was paka. When a person's nifter, his kinyan goes away. He's gone. When he goes, his kinyan goes too. Because what do you mean you're going with Kedushay Rishon? Kedushay Rishon was Pak already. Zok the Essen Daraisa in Simin Ches. Mikan is a greiser raya to be poishet the Hakir of the Marit, one of the early Achrenim in Ebenezer Chelik Bey Simin Yud Ches. He dons that what's the gather of the Isser Yavama Lashuk? Is the gather of the Isser Yavama Lashuk because the Torah wants you to marry the Yavam? As because the Torah wants you to marry the Yavam, they ask of you to everyone else. But not that the Kinyan of the Rishon is Nisher. Or is it the Vert, the Kinyan of the Rishon is Nisher? Normally when the Rishon is Mace, it's Pakis Kinyan. But the Makam Mitzvah Yibam, the Torah is Machadish, that the Kinyan of the Rishon is not Paka. Explains the Marit. And the Asvin Daraisa. What do you mean it's not Pakas? Habala should be Chayiv Chenek. Okay, it goes down a little bit, but it's still here. Meaning it's Nisher Ksas, it's not Nisher Legamri, he's dead. But it's Nisher Ksas. As Mamela, there's a Chi of La. Zok the Asvin Daraisa. The Marit in Chelik Beisim in Yud Ches. We could be poshed at Mamishum Unzir Sugya. Our Sugya saying, Shekein Skuka Vaymedes, Zok Rashi at Taisis Machmas Kedushe Rishon. Muchach, the Kedushe HaRishon is Nisher La'acher Mises HaRishon. This is the famous Kilo Marit, Vigi Chakir and Yavomis, and the Esvin Daraisa. That they declare the Chakira, they poish it from Asur. The Fizeh, you could be Rashi, Masber Rashi, Uksubis, Beis on the Beis, a famous Rashi. Rashi is Dani in its seer, where a person sent a get to his wife, and then before the get got to his wife, the man died. And the Shliach wants to give the get to his wife. My nafkimina, the Makum Yibam. She won't have a makom yibum because she got the get. Zok Rashi, you know why he can't give the get to the wife? Because the shliach is doing it for the mishalach, and the mishalach is dead. Ve'ein ha-meisim megarshim. People who are dead can't do chaloisim. Frek the Ksois in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, he doesn't understand Rashi. Why does Rashi have to say the reason why you can't give the get, the shliach lach ha-meisim, is because ein ha-meisim megarshim? Rashi should have said much more simpler. The marriage is gone. He's dead. There's nothing to give a get for. What are you being megarish? Gerish it is when you're married. They're not married anymore. As what does Rashi have to say? Because ein ha-meisim megarshim. Tepik lei. Once he's dead, he's not married. As ein misha ein oinisis megarish. There's nothing to be megarish b'chlal. The problem's not in the gavra. The problem is there's nothing here. There's no issues. Zog the base mayor. This Rashi is Rashi l'shitosa by us. That Rashi learns that the gather of the mitzvah of Yibum is the ishus of the Rishon is Nisher. That's why there's a Isser Yevama l'shuk. Because the ishus of the Rishon is Nisher. As if the ishus of the Rishon is Nisher, there's a Shirayim of the ishus of the Rishon. As you can give a get. There's what to give a get on, because there's leftover issues. As Enoch Inami, when a normal man dies and there's no makam yibum, the whole kinyan is paka. But over here, there's something left. There's the shirayim of the Rishon. As you would think you could get that shirayim, kamash malon, ena mesim megarshim. There's another problem. The gavra, ena mesim megarshim. This is the two Rashis that Gedolim Rabbi Seinu bring here. The Esven Daraisa wants it to wait for Rizig Echidish. Is the Isser Yevama Lashuk Yoharim Val Yavar? Isser Arayis of Eishesish is Yoharim Val Yavar. Bias Lavim is not Yoharim Val Yavar. As Pashas, you would say, the Issa Yevama L'shuk is a lav. It's not Yoharig Val Yavar. Abasok, the Esvin Daraisa L'fizah, it's the Ishas Harishin that's Nisher. It's Mamish and Eishas Ish. And if you're going to say there's no lav, there's no chorus, it's Aviz Rayu. By Yichud and Negiah, there's also no chorus. But if you're Yichud on an Eishas Ish, touching an Eishes Ish, there's no chorus. But it's Yorik Val Yavar, because it's Avizrayu. It's a love of an Eishes Ish. Azay Bazay, a Yevama L'shuk, is a love of Eishes Ish. As it's Yorik Val Yavar. A creative chak, la locha. Naf Yamina la locha, el mamish bi. Yehorig val yavar iser yivama l'shur. Okay, that's the essence of the Eishes Ish. As l'chayra, it's mamish gishmak. We have a gavaldig arayis. Tainet the marit, have a mefurish gemara fakel from Rashi and Taisis. A gemara in Kedushin, yudalid omid alif. What's the gemara in Kedushin? The gemara in Kedushin is handling on the sefer the Mishnah. Mises Hayavam Minoah. How do you know that Mises Hayavam is Matur? Zogdi Gemara Kal V'Choymba. You learn it out from an Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ish, which is Bechenek. Mises Habal Maturoso. Yevama Shibalav Loikolshke. Zogdi Gemara Male Eishes Ish Shekein Oisra Matira. Bishlema by an Eishes Ish. The Oisra is Matira. Dainu, the one who asked her is Matir. But over here, by Mises Ayavam, it's not Oisra, that's Matira. Frekt the Marit. What do you mean it's not the Oisra, that's Matira? Who's asking her? The Yavam. The Gemara says, how could you learn out Yibum from Eishes Ish? By Eishes Ish, the husband asked her. Because when the husband dies, she's mutter. But by Yavam, it's not the Yavam who asks her. Frag the Marit, Gewalt, if it's not the Yavam who's asking her, who's asking her? Zog the Marit, and this Havamina is a mocker to Rashi and Taisis. It's not the Yavam who's asking her. It's the original Baal who's asking her. It's the Kedushin that's left. As Lachari, in this Havamina of the Gemara, you see Manish like Rashi and Taisis. It's the original Kishas that's missing. Abba Frag the Marit, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Amar Vashi, Hanami Oyser Matira. Yavam Oysra, Yavama Sharila. Over here also, it's the Yavam that asks her. Asak the Marit, the Maskana of the Gemara is not like Rashi and Taisis. The Maskana of the Gemara is, it's the Yavam, it's not the original mess. As Frek the Marit, a Bomba Shaila. We're going from Rashi over here. Rashi and Ksubis, that together is the Kedushin lives, and it's the Rishis Arishin that asks. As Enoch Inami is the Havamin of the Gemara and Kedushin, Yedalit Amir Aleph that way, but the Maskana of the Gemara is not that way. Because Frek the Marit of Rashi. As in Lochum, Kedargoy B'Kodesh, Rashi himself answers the Kasha. Move on, if you learn Rashi well, like a mirror. As then Rashi answers the question. Like Rashi answers every question according to Rav Nochum. Oh. If you look at the Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara over there. Kishemes Yavam Nimsa Oysa Matira, Di Lav Yavam Michimes Abal Ishtar Yalom. Rashi says, why is the Yavam the Oyser? Because if there wouldn't be a Yavam, she would be Motem. What's this whole Arichas in Rashi? The reason why she's Oyser is because there's a Yavam. Mavur and Rashi, no. Where Avada, the Havamina of the Gemara, was true. The Gemara is not making a 360-degree turn in the Chakira. The whole Yavamis doesn't change between the Havamina and the Maskana. Derech Klal, that doesn't happen. The grace of Chakira, the Achrayinim, it's a Havamina and a Maskana in Kedushin. It's the whole Yavamis in Chasvishu. Avada, in the Havamina, you see clear, the Gemara was going that it's the original Kedushin. What the Gemara is answering, being that if it wouldn't be for the Yavam, the original Kedushin would be Paka. The only reason why the Kedushin is Asring is because there's a Yavam. That's enough to give him a shame of a Oyser. And a Mela, that's called who Oyser of who Matira. Klapi Meyuchadika Gemara is a called who Oyser who Matira. It's enough. Abavada, the Iker Yisr is coming Mishom Kedushe Rishin. Aba, being that the Kedushe Rishin needs the Yavam too, as it's enough to be called Huaysef, Humatira. As the Mela Rashi himself answers the Gemara. Okay, as thus is the Rashi, and thus is the Taisis and Goymer. And thus is the Raya of the Marit, not that way, and how Rashi answers the Raya of the Marit, Lushitosa, the way of Nochum. Toises brings down another pshat. I want to ask the Olam how they read Toises. Toises brings down Venira Lari, the Hachi Parach, Shekain Skuka Vaimedes Labia, Kiloimer, Sheikha Mitzvasa, Lahakim, Lahakim, Shay. Hilkov Nogola Lahatnes Bibir Yoiser Miisha. Bishlema by Yibum, the reason why the Torah said Bia is Koina is because Ikra Mitzvah is Bibir. As it's, we gave Bia more Koyach because we want it to happen, because the Mitzvah is Bibir. Toysis says Ikra Mitzvasa Lahokim Lahokiv Shay. How did the Olam read Toysis? Maybe look inside for a second. Taisis is talking about the Isha. Ikar Mitzvasa means the Isha. Hilkoch Nokol La Lahachnas. That's how the Olam learned. This isn't too deep of a question. I'm partially asking you how you mafarish the words of Taisis. Oh, you learned the Taisis. You big boys. You know how to learn Taisis. How did you read the Taisis? What?
Yeah, He has to be.
So why is it Belashan the Keva? Mitzvah sa lahokim lahok of shev.
Mitzvah
is
a
Belashan
the Keva.
Mitzvah
itself is.
Here is Nekeva, we had on Zomar.
That's where you learned it's going on Mitzvah Yiva? Did everyone learn like these two, or some people learned it was going on the Isha?
I went
on her. On her, okay. Anyone, there's only three people in the whole shiur that learned Taisis. Everyone else is like, scared, go. You learned it going on, without Lomdis, Parsha Pshat. You learned, you read it on her, or you read it
it's
on
her,
you?
But she's helping his mitzvah.
On Lomdis, it's her? That's how you have it, the kids. I want to see a standard eye. When it reads in the Gemara, says, when you want to know what a ice in the Torah is, as you ask someone, I won't say who you ask, but you ask someone, how did they read it? As I want to push you know, how did the Oyvim read Taisis? Did you read it on the Isha or on the Mitzvah? Mitzvah? How did you read it? Huh? Isha. How did you read it?
I didn't even notice it was in the Keva.
You just got married. Okay. What's the shayla? There's a big shayla machlekes rishonim if the mitzvah yibum is on the isha. As the shayla is, some want to be medayik in places that places holds the mitzvah yibum on the isha. That's part of the shayla, how to read the Taisis. Is Taisis going on the Isha? Mitzvasa lahakim shein
le'achim.
It's
le'achim, can't mean it's for his brother.
Yeah, but if it's going on the mitzvah, so where's the brother? Mitzvasa lahakim le'achiv of her husband shein. Nakal la lahaknais bibiya, lahira la lahaknais bibiya is going on the Isha. I don't mean it. Okay. That's in Akuda. Grada it stims. Places in Yavamis is Nuvur, the mitzvah is on the Isha. Her husband's brother.
The brother of the Yavam, meaning his brother.
But it's talking about the Yavam, but it's Klapi Har. Saying it would be a little dark. They're saying it should have said mitzvasa lahakim labailoshet. That's what they want to be medayik. It's mashmanah.
This is just quoting the lashon habasa.
Lahakim labailoshet. Oh, not bad. He's saying it's bringing the lashon of the pasuk. Lahakim laachiv shem. Very good. I like it. Because that's why Taisis is just bringing. You can't be medayik. Very good. Okay. Okay, you guys are good chavrusa shah. Okay. The ma'isa taste in Yavamis in a couple of places is which then the mitzvah is on the issue. The shah is, do you see it? Also, was it necessary for places to say in places? Why is he bringing it in? Okay. Thus is the okay, those are the two pshatim in Shkein Skuka, Vyarimetis. In the Gemara wants to make a pircha from a Yavama. First, the Gemara says, what did you the pasuk for? Let it out of Yavama. The Gemara wants to make a pircha from Amevriya. Frek the Marsha on the top tesis, Divrei HaMaskel Meikara, that L'chaira, how could you make a pircha from a Yavama? Mali Yavama Shekein Yoitze Bechalitza. And if you're going to tell me that the Yitzia is no Shaykhis, I mean, we saw on the Taisis before that if you go out in a lot of different ways, it's a pircha. as a Yevama goes out in a lot of different ways. She goes out with chalitza too. Because how could you how could you learn out from a Yevama? I'm sorry, he's asking on that which we wanted to learn out from a Yevama, not on the Pirchei Amah. I'm sorry, that which we wanted to learn out from Yevama, a Yevama is Yeitza b'chalitza. Maybe therefore the Torah said she's nicknamed to be a. Why does he ask it only on Tosfos? Because Rashi says, Kesef ikne, Kesef yeitzi. That if you see Kesef is yeitzi, Kesef is achnes, that's only when it's the same one that's yeitzi is machnes. But Tosfos learns, even when something else is moitzi, it's a pircha, as in gain, how could you learn out from Yevama? Hare Yevama is yeitzi b'chalitza. Being that it's yeitzi in more ways, b'chalitza, it's nichnas in more ways. With beer. Taina the makne, Shena Teretz on the Masha. He says that which chalitza helps is before you do bias yibum. Chalitza helps on the zika, before the yibum. Once you do bias yibum, chalitza doesn't help anymore. You need a get. As kum techois, chalitza is not moitzi from kinyanim. Chalitza is moitzi before you do kinyan yibum. In the sugi before, the kinyan that was made in a amma, you could be moitzi with other ways. As you see, it's a kaldik kinyan. But over here, chalitza is not moitzi after you do kinyan b of yibum. It's only before. Ma'oid yitachin, not saying it's muchach, but you could say, the Masha asked l'shitasai, because he learned pshat and taisis is, well, we see a chiddush in the parsha, so maybe the Torah did a lot of chiddush. Okay, we see a chiddush in parsha yibum chalitza, as maybe the Torah did another chiddush, it's with bia. But the Makna will learn like we wanted to learn, that it's showing the kinyan is a shvacher a kinyan. It's only after you do the kinyan, you could show it's a shvacher a kinyan. Well, you could say even if you're the Masha, it's enough to answer. Okay. Because that's the Gemara. The Gemara moves on. Uminayin sha'af b'shtar. How do you know that you're kind and isha with shtar? The dinu, ma kesef shem moitzi machnes. Shtar shem moitzi ein a din shem machnes. Ein a pam, the Gemara tries it, the pam of chaymer. Malik Kesef, she came played in by Hegdish Umaisa Shemi. Time is down, she came played in by Hegdish Umaisa Shemi. The Sivan Nosan Kesef would come by. As a Chaim and Sefer in Hilchos Maisa Shemi, Perik Ches. The Chaim has a big Chakira. How does Pidyon Hegdish work? You could understand it two ways. You could understand the gather of pidyon is I have something that's kodesh. I want to move the kodesh, the hegdish off it because I need to use the chayfetz. As I'm transferring it onto something else, I'm miming something else. As the gather of pidyon hegdish is I'm moving the hegdish off from this to this. As a bezei efshe, you don't even need a kinyan. It's just achlofa ba'alma. You're just moving it over. Zakrim chayim in unzer sugis muchach that pidyon hegdeshes is not just havaras kedusha. Pidyon hegdeshes needs a kinyan. It needs a koyach of kinyan because we're learning out kinyan kesef from pidyon hegdeshes. And what's the pshat? L'choira, why is pidyon, why does it need a kinyan? Hare, when do you need a kinyan? When you're kind of something new. Over here, you're not being kind of something new. You're moving the hegdish over. As what's the kinyan? As l'choira davani is, until now, this chayfetz belongs to hegdish. Hegdish owns it. Hegdish is a bailam in chayish and mishpat. When I'm doing pidyon, I'm taking this chayfetz and it's becoming mine. As the way I'm doing it is being maver kedusha, but I'm being koina new bias. Until now, chefsa shel hegdish. Now it's becoming not hegdishes, it's becoming mine. As I need a koyach of kinyan to make something that's hegdish, not hegdish. That would have been the poshita pshat. However, if you look at Reb Chaim's raya from our Gemara, our Gemara is talking about Maaser Sheni. What is Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is when you grow a field, as you take off chumas and maasers. One of the maasers you take off is Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni belongs to him. It is. As where's the Kenyan Kesef? As there is one man the Yomar, Maaser Sheni Momin Gofoya, Vish Harbe Lodin Lopalpil Logedel, Vein Kan Makarbois. Abazichar, the Gemara is not Meshabit only according to that Tana. The Pashas of the Gemara is going, even if Maaser Sheni is Momin Hedyet. As it's mine. Why does it mean I'm buying it for myself? L'chayra, all I'm doing is I'm saying my parents were hektish. I'm very hungry. I don't like the lunch and beer today. I want to eat the fruit. So, as I'm a chalid on the money, I'm moving it over. That's a kinyan. It's all mine. What am I doing? I'm buying something. It belongs to hektish. It's mine. What do you do with Maaser Sheni? You bring it up to the Makom HaMikdash and you eat it. You don't give it to the Kohanim. Yeah. Maaser Sheni, you eat it yourself. It's yours. As what does it mean I'm buying it back? It's mine. As how could it be a Kinyan of Kesef? As what is the Elam Taino? I'm a Shepel on Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim brings a Raya from the Gemara. It's a Kinyan Kesef. And Mara's going by Maaser Sheni. Hegdish, I hear Reb Chaim very well. But by Maaser Sheni, what will be the Koyach HaKinyan?
A lot of things that are Kedusha that we own that are ours. You're taking the Kedusha off of it. Technically, you're removing something from it. You're taking the different. One eye is the Kaddish eye. And you're making the not a Kaddish eye.
Okay. Why do I need a Kinyan? A Kinyan is when I'm doing something about. See, he wants to rewrite what kinyanim are. We always understood until now, kinyanim means I'm doing a quote. That's English word. I'm buying something from someone with a kinyan. Okay, I'm not buying something from someone. I'm moving hegdish. Moving hegdish needs a kinyan. Interesting. It's a big chiddush, no? We never found a Kenyan like that.
Aisha, you're buying?
Huh?
Aisha, you're buying her or you're acquiring?
You're being quite. Oh, so you say, well, we're learning Kedusha and a Kenyan Isha. Yeah. We need a pasuk that tells us it's a Kenyan. You're right. He's right. There is another kind of a Kenyan, but that's where you have a pasuk that tells you it's a Kenyan.
If you don't have full
stamps,
it's not yours.
Really?
You have
a pilot,
you have
full work. Hashem asked me to eat it somewhere else. When my tree is Arla, I don't own it. You're going to walk in and steal it, Chas v'Chalilah. The Torah asked me from eating it, Kotzim Yerushalayim. But it's mine. Lemaisa, Rabbi Chanan brings some Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim said only Pidyon Hekdashis is a Kinyan. Pidyon Maiser is not a Kinyan because you're not buying anything. Rabbi Chanan was in a shir of Reb Chaim where Reb Chaim said it. Rabbi Chanan learned by Reb Chaim, he was in a shir. But Reb Chaim and Sefer is clear, not that way. Reb Chaim and Sefer is being a raya from our Gemara, and our Gemara is talking about Pidyon Maaser Sheni too. As that's in Svar is in Reb Chanan B'Shem Reb Chaim, Valdik. But Reb Chaim and Sefer brings the raya from Unzi Gemara.
He said it was never his until he chalitza.
as there's one kind of pidyon maisa. As here's a bacha that learns mishnayis maisa. Gevaldik. There's two ways you play the maisa shemi. There's one way you play the maisa shemi that you play the maisa shemi that you play to your own peiris. But there's another way you could be play the maisa shemi. You could buy the peiris to someone else. Let's say someone else doesn't have money. As you could be paid the Maisa Sheni for someone else. As over here we're talking about where you're being paid as someone else's Maisa Sheni. As that's what the Gemara is talking about. It's Seer where you're paid as someone else's Maisa Sheni. It's called Derech Mekach U'Mekach. Which is Motsu in Mishnayis and Gemaras in many places. As that's what we're talking about. It was a chiddush to learn the Gemara's talking about it until one time I found the Ksais Kilach Hayag when he brings the Gemara. The Ksais says the Gemara is going when he's poyde b'derech mekach u'mekach. As Lachaira, the Ksais was coming to answer this Shaila, where's the Koyach Kinyan and Kilach Hayag? He doesn't say anything, he just like speaks it out, Kilach Hayag. But Lachaira, he was after the Reb Chaim with our kasha on Reb Chaim, and he's answering. Kach Sarach Lomam. This is the Tchilas Dabar. Rashi is another place that you see Pidyon is a Kinyan from Rashi in Hazav, in the Bavamid base. How do you know Kesef is Koina? Lefina Mandiyama Kesef is Koina Metalklin. Rashi says he learned it out from Pinyin Ignatius. Where's the Makkah of Rashi? Everyone tumbles on that Rashi in Bar Mitzia, that Freinin. Pinyin Ignatius is Kinyin. Vushtetas. Where is it coming from? Kedushin Dafei Amid Aleph. That's where Rashi got it from. Okay. This is Nakuda number one you see in the Sikha. Kuda number two is what kind of a shtar are we talking about? That is this big machlekes, Rashi and the Rajba, which is the big yesod of the sugya, the big nekuda in the sugya. Rashi learns we're talking about in course of the gizba shtar mos pidyon hegdish. You write that I'm chayiv to hegdish $100 to be paid. The Rajba's chaylik. The Rajba says that's not even called the money. If you want to give someone a shtar eschayvus to make a kinyan, it doesn't work. A shtar that says I owe you $100 doesn't work. Because what's the sugya talking about where I hand you a shtar that says davar zeh padui? It's like a regular shtar. A shtar you say davar zeh kanui, asadazu kanili. As over here, we're talking about a standard shtar, a shtar which says, Dover Zeh Padui. Be'emes Lefi Rashi, it's a little bit manna. The Rajba is really the standard shtar. We're coming to learn out shtar. What are you writing in the shtar by Isha? You're writing the shtar by Isha. Isha Zu Kanili, the shtar Zeh. Because why did Rashi learn we're talking about shtar is Chayvus? And how will he answer the Shiloh of the Rajas? There's Hashem that we'll see tomorrow. You have to know if you buy your Dalad Minim with a check, are you Yotze according to the Rajba? Alright, what is this? You're writing a Shtar, I owe you $100. That's a check. As according to the Rajba, if you give a store a check for Dalad Minim, you're not claiming you didn't kesef.